Robert Louis Stevenson is a great traveler, and he famously sailed and fell in love with the South Pacific, and he inspired J. Martin Troost to write Headhunters on My Doorstep. Would he describe it, you know, you said everything was like a technicolor dream. Mm. Of course, he was a frail man. Back in pharmacies in those days, you had access to all sorts of stuff that's illegal now.
Yes, he did partake of a drug called laudanum, which was an opiate-based drug that was widely used around that time. But he never abused it, and nor was he an excessive drinker. But I did find it very interesting, the story of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. He wasn't feeling well, and he took a dose of laudanum, and for the next 5 days, he tapped out the entirety of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, sort of in a feverish dream.
Is that right?
And yes, and what's really extraordinary about it is then he gave it to his wife, Fanny, who said that he missed the essential allegory of the tale, and upset and angered, he tossed the manuscript into the fire pit. This, of course, is before days when we had backups.
Couldn't do a backup.
Right, and then sort of he conceded that, well, come to think of it, she was right after all, and then he rewrote it in another 5 days. So that's essentially two books in 10 days.
That is...
You do some writing, so
pretty impressive,
you can only imagine.
Yeah.
Yes.